This is St. Louis Public Radio. If you look at a map of North St. Louis County, you'll notice some large splotches of green space amid the patchwork of small municipalities in the Normandy area. They're golf courses, and they date back to the early 20th century. Why are they there? That was the question a listener recently posed to our Curious Louis feature. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard takes us to North County for a golf lesson.
Right down the middle.
That's what you want.
It's a windy morning, but golfers are teeing up anyway at the historic Normandy Golf Club in the tiny municipality of Belle Nord. When this course opened in 1901, it was a private club for well-to-do St. Louisans. But there's no fancy clubhouse here anymore. That was demolished in the 1980s. These days, the course is open to the public, and a diverse group of golfers play here. Dan Howe says the attraction is the golf course itself.
You know, it's old, it's one of the most difficult courses out in North County. If you think you're good, this is the place to come. It'll let you know.
Christopher Redding, who lives nearby in Delwood, plays here three times a week. He says it's affordable and the atmosphere is friendly, not stuffy like at some golf courses.
This place is invaluable. Not only is it, great for golfers, but, you know, you have people that come out here and walk. It's kind of like a park. It's a safe haven. You know, it's a community staple, and we'd really hate to see it leave here.
After Normandy converted to a public course in 1984, it struggled financially. In 2014, private donors bought Normandy and gave it to the University of Missouri St. Louis. Golf historian Jim Healy says people who live around the golf club have fought hard to protect the 100-plus acre site.
It's a good community asset. The people that live in the area right there enjoy it a lot. And they're passionate about trying to save the golf course, kind of return it to its former glory.
Normandy is one of the surviving golf courses that were built around rail lines in the county in the early 20th century. The private Glen Echo Country Club is close by in the city of Normandy. In 1904, Glen Echo hosted the golf competition for the Olympic Games. The private Norwood Hills Country Club in Jennings was founded in the 1920s. Healy says these courses were all built on farmland owned by descendants of French-born John Baptiste Charles Lucas, who named it Normandy after his homeland.
Every early golf course from before 1900, even up through 1905 or 6, were built near transportation that was accessible, and usually it was rail lines. Because in 1900, there were fewer than 50 cars actually licensed in the city of St. Louis. So you had to rely on public transportation, stagecoaches, carriages, trolleys, and so on.
Longtime Missouri legislator Wayne Good grew up in the Normandy area. He says it's long been known for its golf courses and for its cemeteries, which the landlocked city of St. Louis also didn't have room for. The county's little municipalities would later spring up around them.
In the early 1900s, early 20th century, builders started building subdivisions in the Normandy area. This kind of started the trend towards the subdivisions incorporating into small cities, which still occurs, but no place in greater numbers than in the Normandy area.
As wealthy St. Louisans migrated westward out of the city, some clubs in North County closed or relocated to be closer to their members. The land was then redeveloped. One example is the UMSL campus. It's built on a former golf course, the Belle Reve Country Club, which moved to Town and Country in 1959. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.